Okay, let's go ahead and move on to tradition four, and that will be Michael S.
Hello, everybody. My name is Michael, and I'm a real alcoholic.
Hi, Michael.
Tradition four states that each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups as a whole. So, in what I needed to do is I needed to look up the word autonomous. And what I found is that it's a $10 word, which means that we're not subject to any other authority. When I did my research on this, I found that the way that that applies to each group is that one group can't veto another group. And that's pretty cool because that gives the authority within that group to pretty much have free range and do what they see fit within that group's members' needs. I've also found that AA has survived with no authority structure except for these traditions. The AA traditions are based on the soundness of spiritual principles, which are the guiding the guides to pretty much the whole program of Alcoholics Anonymous. Within the tradition four, every group becomes somewhat unique. It allows for the personalization and each group to have its own flair, its own style. If one group wanted to be a speaker meeting, one group wanted to be a book study, a traditions meeting, which allows for variety within the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. Each group is supplied with the authority to do what they want. It gives the flexibility to meet the needs of the members of that group within that group, and they are allowed to they're allowed to place motions above that group and be able to vote on certain things that group is in need of that they see fit for that group. Allows for the adaptability within the group. For example, if one group wanted to supply cake for milestones while another group wanted to supply cupcakes for the group, then that would be allowed. And doing the research, I found that in the Grapevine, Bill Wilson once wrote in the Grapevine on the fourth tradition stating, a group could decide if it wished to have a paid preacher come in to speak at every Saturday night and to support that preacher out of the proceeds of a nightclub that would be set up so long as they did not interfere with any other group or AA as a whole. Nor did they propose to the public that they were, what they were doing is sanctioned by AA or representative of AA. Basically, they could do whatever they wanted to. Now, when I read that, I thought that that would be absolutely preposterous. But when I look at the structure of AA and I look at how the traditions, each one complements another one, and then it's kind of like a check valve, and it keeps the whole organization committed to the primary purpose. It's continued to say that some groups would go way out of line on this matter and end up failing because of the spiritual principles of the program is what they're based on. The remaining traditions help ensure that that principle is intact. At the beginning of this, Elizabeth had said that the traditions were a leap of faith, and at the time, I'm sure that's absolutely positively correct. But the way that I see it today is that in light of seeing them work for many, many years, it's no longer a leap of faith because I see them working within over 2 million members and within 180 nations worldwide, our fellowship is. So that's about all the time I have right now. I checked my timer and I have about 10 seconds left. So thank you very much. Thank you for letting me participate and bless everyone.
Thank you, Michael.
Great job. Thank you.
Great job.